Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Turn the microphone on. You don't really get it, Gutter. What do you do for a series split? Like one of yours. Give me one of yours. Yeah.
Sigh of relief, maybe.
Yes.
All right.
That's good. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm a little bit frazzled, I'm not going to lie. I'm tired and just frazzled. Just a little out of it today. It's Friday, and we have an interesting show. We have a lot of moving pieces today, a lot of comings and goings, if you will. We'll explain in a minute, but it is fantastic to be here with everybody this morning. Thanks so much for making us a part of your morning. Hopefully we can bring a smile to your face every now and then and talk a little Padres baseball and life and all that fun stuff. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rhino. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Paulie's got the City Connect Friday hat on. I love it. He's always so theme gamed up. It's great.
Except when we're actually at the game in Philadelphia.
It wasn't a City Connect night.
It was not a City Connect night. It was their City Connect night, I believe. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I apologize because I'm going to leave you hanging in the second half of the show.
It's all right.
I feel a little bad about it.
Don't.
But
it's cool that you're here.
Actually, yeah, I was actually going to take the whole day off. We're going on family vacation this weekend, but we're not leaving until 9, so I thought, well, let me come in and do the first couple of hours with my guys.
What a mensch. What an absolute mensch.
First thing I said, we walked in together. We pulled up to the building at the same time, and I go, what the senioritis is going on today?
Yeah.
We're like, you have it where you're like, all right, I got one more day of work,
yeah,
and then tomorrow vacation starts. You're like, no, vacation starts today. I'm still coming in for a half day.
It's very sweet, and it's very much appreciated.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
I actually like doing this job and working with you guys.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'll be going, I'm leaving you guys next week, but I was telling Paulie, I go, I'm 8 hours ahead. Like, I'm calling in every day when I'm gone.
You're going to call in from the future.
I'm going to call in from the future, and yeah, and probably like 4 or 5 beers deep.
The pub.
Okay, so it's 6 a.m. here. It's 8 hours ahead. What time is that?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's Guinness time.
At the old sod somewhere. Yeah.
The old Mancunian. The old Bell End. That's where I'll be. I'll be drinking beers at the Bell End. I like this show a lot, too, and I like you guys a lot, and I love the Tier 1s as well. So, there's a commitment that this show has made to, wanting to do well. And then when I get back, I'm only in town for about another week, and then we go off on our family vacation to Hawaii. And I'm taking the equipment with me and have committed to most days getting my ass out of bed at about 2:30 a.m. to come do this radio show because they're 3 hours behind in Hawaii. And got a great place to do it. Great place to do it in the house. There's an extra room. It's just the time is going to be rough. Now, when I go on vacation, I'm not, with my family at least, I'm not going to be out pounding, Hawaiian lager till
Mai Tais.
Yeah, till midnight.
Lava flows.
Bro, I just, when I go there, I just want to relax. I don't want to do. I told Hannah this time, I go, look, last year we had all these drives that we had to do. And driving in Hawaii is a different thing altogether. It's beautiful. I mean, you're like, oh, my God, look at all this beautiful stuff. One guy has a blowout on the two-lane road. You're there for 4 hours. We had a trip that should have taken us about 45 minutes. It took 2.5 hours because somebody had an accident. And you're sitting on this one road going...
But no one's in a hurry because they're on island time.
Like, no, there's no get this guy off the side of the road, nothing. There was an accident. So
I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make.
So I told her, I said, this year, please, let's not plan much because I do have to work some. You know, we'll go do like the boat ride and some hikes and stuff. I said, but my ass got to be in bed watching the Padres game when I'm out there because I'm going to come in or call in and do the show. Bring the equipment out there. Hopefully that works.
And like 340 starts out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good, man.
That's not bad.
I think I've told this story before, but you know, I think my wife gets that thing too when we're on vacation is everyone having a good time? She wants everybody to have a good time. And I'll never forget this moment. It was like this pivotal moment. We were sitting, there's an ice cream down the road that we walked to. It's amazing. It's amazing. And Padres are on my phone. Bo and I are eating an ice cream cone. And we're sitting on this picnic table that is literally right next to a dumpster. I mean, it's a picnic table, dumpster. And here's Bo and I watching the game on my phone, eating ice cream. And she's hovering and panicked. Like, is everything okay? Are you guys sure you don't want to do anything? And finally, she had asked me so much. I go, hey, I'm good. And I said, in fact, I've never been this good. This is my favorite moment of my entire life. I haven't been this calm in 40 years. I said, I've never been happier. I don't need to go anywhere. I need nothing. You couldn't offer me anything. Well, maybe one thing that I would have taken in that moment. But other than that, I've never been happier. I'm watching baseball with my son. I'm eating ice cream next to a dumpster. This is what I was made to do. And so when I go over there, that's all I want to do. I want to eat ice cream next to a dumpster. I want to sit on my ass. I want to look at the sun. I want to go into the ocean for a while. I don't need to do anything. But I digress. We're all, you know, there's a lot of moving parts this month for this show.
Yeah, Brandon in our chat says, between Philly, London, and Hawaii, your frequent flyer miles are piling up. I mean, has any
three different airlines actually even put in the number for the frequent flyer
so
miles?
I did.
You're not good with the club point thing.
I did in Philly.
Okay, good.
I have now a British Airways account, yes.
For all those British Airways flights you plan on taking in
the
future.
Has any radio host that had ever traveled that much in a 30-day span not for work?
It's a lot.
I'm trying to think. I'm sure like Boomer Esiason has done NFL
work.
Things. He's like, I got to go to SoFi Stadium this weekend and then back to New York for
all
4 days.
Jobs.
And then I'm going down to the Bucks game or something like that.
I'm
going to
put an incredible amount of mileage on this ass, on my butt, for the next month or so. But yeah, man, I'm excited about all of it. I'm excited about all of it. Again, the moving pieces, though, is what we're – that's what we've committed to doing, you know, is saying, hey, we still want to be there to serve the audience as best as we can. Oh, I can use my American Airlines frequent flyer on British Airways.
Hot tip from Gator Padre.
Thank you, Gator Padre. That's good to know. Now, your vacation and this is what's funny because I feel like over the last few years when we first started this radio show, it was Fancy Ben. And we used to play the Fancy Ben song and everything he did was fancy. I think I'm much fancier than you now. I really do. I think I'm maybe
you have surpassed me.
I think I'm the fancy one. Maybe that's my new theme song.
Hawaii and Breckenridge and going first class.
Tell you right.
I'm sorry.
Relax, Breckenridge.
Sorry.
I would never.
Of course,
so
you would never.
Beneath me. Beneath me.
You'd end up in Vail before too long.
Oh, God, never. Tourist
flying
trap.
Flying first class to England this month.
Dump Aspen.
Yeah. Ugh. Terrible. maybe I'm the fancy one. But you're this trip that you go on every year with your family. I love it. And, like, I do want to tell Hannah, I want to do this trip. Not with you guys, on our own as a family, because it sounds incredible. Tell everybody again what it does.
Yeah,
we
go every single July. It's my family, my brother, sister, my parents, and we go up to near Solvang, which is just beyond Santa Barbara, and we always just do 3 nights, and it's kind of like a guest ranch where there's golf and tennis and horseback riding. And, you know,
pool.
You can just pool, just pule. Kind of pule.
There's pule. A pule there.
There's a pule there.
Swimming pule.
I'm going to dip my feet in the pule all week.
Go to the game room and shoot some pule.
Some pule.
The food is really, really good, which is always fun.
Is the
best. Awesome food and, you know, just very relaxing. It's just peaceful and bucolic.
Now, the drive sucks.
Oh, it's all day. It's through L.A. on a Friday all day long. And I've never found a really good way to avoid it. So
there's no good time
to
leave.
Just Granbury.
It's leave at 9 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
And gut it out and get there and check in.
But
what kind of food are we talking there? Like, give me a day in the life of Ben and family food.
So it's just the two meals. It's the big breakfast and then the big dinner at the end of the night.
No lunch.
There's really no lunch. You're on your own if you want to get something.
Okay.
I'm never hungry enough because
is there stuff around that you could grab a sandwich?
Not really. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They have,
okay.
You know, little snack bars or whatever you want to get, or if you're going to go play golf, you eat at the golf course something. But it's just basically order off, you know, a menu, or they also have like a buffet for everything as well with pancakes, bacon, sausage, French toast. Eggs, really, huevos rancheros, you know,
everything.
Got all the Mexican food as well that you want to get. And then dinner is, you know, it's at the ranch. It's there's steaks and fish and ribs and chicken and all kinds
God,
of, you know,
oh my God.
Good ranch specialties.
They start cooking it at like noon, one.
Yeah, you start smelling it. Yeah, you start smelling it early in the middle
pictures.
Of the day.
Send us some pictures of the spread.
Yes, please. You never, ever send us any pictures. Good wine up there.
Good wine. It's
really
wine country
wine.
Up there as well.
How
so.
Close are you to like Sideways?
Very right there. I mean, in that same
the Hitching Post.
Yeah, we were 2 miles from the Hitching Post.
Like it's on you to send us pictures because we all do a good job of not bothering the other when somebody's on vacation. We don't want to be like, hey Ben, send us some content, send us some pictures. But like, we're not gonna say. If you send us stuff, we're not going to be like, don't talk to us. You're on vacation.
Yeah, no,
like,
we don't do that.
If you want to send us something, send us something. But we're not going to bug you.
I want to see this. I want to see the food spread.
I'll take some of the pictures of what we're doing. I don't think my kids want to be in the pictures
that much.
But I will.
I want to see pictures of the food.
Yep.
I want to see pictures of you in the pule.
The pule.
With your shirt off.
Thank you.
In your bathing suit. What do you call it? Do you call it a bathing suit?
Yeah, bathing suit.
I think I do, too.
We're
not bathing
what
in
else
it, though.
Swim trunks.
Swim trunks. I don't like
nothing
trunks.
What really works?
I like swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
I like swimsuit.
I've always said bathing suit.
I think I have two, but I think I'm going to switch
it. You're not bathing.
You're not bathing at all.
No one's bathing.
No. I want to see pictures of you lounging by the pool. I need them.
Working on my golf tan.
Yeah, and you're going to get to play a little golf, which is great. How are the courses?
Really good. Yeah.
It does sound like an incredible family vacation.
We've talked about...
I'd like to get that tradition going in my house.
We've talked about maybe even later this year... Or certainly next year, we want to do like the coastal, maybe all the way up to the bay, not. But
I want to go to Big Sur.
First step is Santa Barbara, stop there, hang out for a night or two, then keep going. We want to go like Carmel, Big Sur, just take a week and go up the coast and back.
Yeah, the drive on the one is slow, but it is gorgeous.
Yeah, I've never done it.
I need my kids in the back seat going, Big Sur. You know what I mean? Big Sur. Dad, are we going to Big Sur? That's what I want. I want them to see it. I want to do that trip too. That sounds like the best trip every year.
Always is. Always is. Always look forward to it every single
What's
summer.
The drive going to be? It'll be 9 a.m. You're going to leave here. You got to take your dog to the
taking the dog to the border, not the pound.
Sorry.
to
the border.
You're 45 minutes north of
TJ.
You got to go all the way south.
To the border down in TJ.
No, not the border.
Let them just run across.
The border.
Okay.
And then, just up the freeway. You'll hit traffic in Orange County. You'll hit traffic in Los Angeles County. You'll hit traffic in Santa Barbara. There is traffic.
What are we talking here?
Everywhere.
Six, eight?
With a stop for lunch, probably 7.5 hours.
Do you have a stop that you go to?
I have something planned, different one.
Okay.
I like to. I do my research.
I know
try
you
to,
do.
You know,
I know you
make
do.
Everybody happy. Something for everyone.
I like the idea of you just driving to the border and just letting your dog run across the Mexican border, and I will pick you up in 4 days. I do like that idea.
I think
better.
That's where she originally came from because we got her from the shelter down by the border, and I think she was kind of a Mexican rescue dog.
Yeah.
So
we got a cat from down there as well, Tiger. And I like that idea better of just all right, we'll see you in a few days.
It says on Google Maps if you left Encinitas at 9 a.m. to get to Santa Barbara
We're like an hour past there, too, to actually get there. But, yeah.
So it says, depending on traffic, 3 to 4.5 hours, plus another hour, you said, north. You're probably looking at, about 7, 8 hours.
And traffic's going to get worse and worse. Yeah. And worse.
Is there a dinner? Is there a dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst part is there's no way we'll be there around it.
We'll be there definitely in time for dinner. Have hopefully like an hour to
chill,
relax, a few minutes by the pool, and then get ready for dinner.
Could not say pool. Can't say. From now on, it's going to be the pool.
The
swimming pool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Excited for you.
And I will not be here on Monday.
Right,
I'll be back on Tuesday.
Totally on Monday. So just be me and Paulie on Monday. We've got some special things planned, as we always do. When you're gone, we have a really good show coming up today as well. Ben will tease that in the next segment. But I did want to address we are trying to get this show that we do, this YouTube show, off the ground. And it's actually called Off the Air, but I want to get off the air, off the ground. Because I really, again, I like doing it.
Off and running.
Told you the story yesterday about how we did one and we lost the audio. And Adam came in yesterday,
it's kind of off the rails.
It's off the rails, yes, it's exactly right. He did say, he goes, I literally stayed up like I was sick to my stomach. I go, again, I'm not mad at you. Like, it's happened so many times to anybody that's ever been in recorded audio. The Rolling Stones probably cut a song once, and the guy was like, I forgot to push the button. And they're like, oh, my God.
That was so good. We can't recreate that.
Does anybody remember Wild Horses? I thought we had it. We didn't. You bell end. You didn't push the button. I promise you. I promise you Keith Richards has written songs that he thought he hit record, and he was excited to wake up and listen to his tape recording. He goes, oh, bloody hell, I didn't hit record. I promise you, huge hit songs are out in the ether still because they've been lost. So
back then you had to hit play and record at the same time.
Hit play. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, again, anything that's ever happened, if you've ever recorded audio in any medium, you've lost it, you've forgotten it. You've done 50 minutes, you played it back, and it was like, blah, 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 blah. It was all crappy, like it's happened. So I'm not mad. I would have loved that episode to air. There's obviously a bigger cosmic reason that it didn't. That being said, he did something to Ben via text message yesterday that I was like, I have to call him out for that. And to explain our boss, Adam, when we were in Philly, we sat at this dive bar, and speaking of Stones, I put like 25 Stone songs on the jukebox, and we were sucking down whiskeys, and it was the greatest night. We had such a fun night.
I have a picture of you standing at the jukebox.
Do you?
Just feeding money into it.
I had such a great time.
Probably still playing whatever you loaded because you put so many songs on there.
It was so much fun.
And you were like, what is this crap? What is this, Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, there was some garbage playing over the airwaves.
You got mad. You were like, it was like really affecting your mood. And we're like, you know what? Go play with your jukebox.
Well, I did the bit too where I was like, play yours next for an extra dollar. I was like, done. I probably spent $50 just playing my song next, so I didn't have to hear whatever this other idiot put in. Oh, good, Jelly Roll's on. So I just kept playing my songs first. But we sat at the table, and we just were having a great time, and we were getting very lubed up and loose. And we started talking about Adam and how much we love Adam and how great of a boss Adam is and how important he is to us and how we wouldn't be here without him and his support. And we texted him, and he was
genuinely authentic.
We were drunk. We're like, we love you, bro. And he's like, he had like the teary-eyed text. But then you get home and you're back in the swing of things. And you,
hey,
right?
Welcome back. Can you do your new show tomorrow? Welcome back. Are you guys all on the round table this week?
So glad you're back. But so
welcome back. Hey, Ben, you don't have to leave at 8, do you, on Friday?
So he starts texting the thread of the show, Ben Woods, Paul, and Adam. And he'll watch these games, these Padres games. And he'll start to work himself up into a tizzy about the dumbest stuff. And there was a play.
Adam may be the most passionate Padres fan in San Diego.
He could be.
The way he texts us about
the game. He gets so nuts. And he goes, that throw from Fernando was inexcusable. The guy got to third and he ended up scoring. All right, fine. Agree. Yeah, probably should have gone. You know, for me, we'll talk about the game, but I didn't mind him throwing home. I didn't. I thought he's got a hose piece on him and a good arm. I mean, he could have. Never know. right? He gets off a good throw. Maybe he gets that guy at home. Fine. So Ben pushes back on something, blah, blah, blah. And then he did something in a text message, which I thought, oh, no, like you are, he's crossed the line. Did you agree? Did you notice when he did it?
I did.
And you didn't say a word back.
I didn't. I just decided to let it go.
So he was also talking about the fact that yesterday, Jim Bowden from The Athletic, who's
Bowden.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
His stuff is terrible. He has the worst trade proposals in the game. I don't know how he got a gig there at The Athletic. He's not
good. I mean, he used to be an actual GM.
I know. I know he did. And I would think that that's his qualifications, but his proposals are wacky. So he comes out yesterday with, again, news we've talked about ad nauseum. Sean Murphy, Padres may be interested in Sean Murphy, the catcher for the Braves. And he sends this, he goes, good stuff for tomorrow. All right, that's strike one for me. If it's good stuff, I'll find it. Okay? That's it. That's strike one. So I said, yeah, but it's Jim Bowden. And he goes, well, at the very least, there's a difference between this is what I'm hearing from sources and here are the top 25 trades I'd like to see happen. So at that point, I said, I'm not engaging anymore. Then he says he won't trade any players under contract beyond this season, talking about Alex Anthopoulos from the Braves. Ben writes, well, we've heard Murphy's available no matter what the team is saying publicly. Adam says, different reporters have different sources who relay different information. I'm not disagreeing with you, Ben. Just sharing info. When he hits you with the Ben, I went, what's this guy's effing problem? Has he lost his mind?
Originally, I thought, well, maybe he's differentiating between a response from one of you two as opposed to mine. Like, this is a multi-person thread, but neither of you responded.
No, so
I never responded.
I'm done. I'm not responding. I'm not engaging with this.
I shut it down.
I just never respond.
When you use someone's name, whether in conversation or via text, I think that's a no-no. Like, if I say to Paul, like, are you kidding me, Paul? You're like, oh, God, like, I'm in trouble.
Crap.
What did I do? Are you joking, Ben?
We have something we need to talk about, Steve.
That will kill me. That will kill me every single time. And he did it to Ben last night. I go, oh. And Ben just disengaged. He just pulled off, dude. He broke hard right, and he got out of there.
So I'm gonna be honest.
It's aggressive.
There's a calculus. If I text back, I know I'm getting roped into a 9-10 text back and forth thread, and I can defend myself absolutely. I just don't want to,
and
I don't feel like I need to. So I didn't. I just disengaged from that conversation.
You did. You broke hard right, and you were out of there. And I did too. I mean, I was busy. My parents in town, we were hanging with the kids, going to dinner.
I could do an hour on text etiquette.
There is a lot of
the simplest thing can make you go from, oh, we're having a good conversation to, oh, are we fighting? Are we about to throw fists now?
Yeah, are we?
You gave me a thumbs up. You couldn't even heart it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, I'm bad about sometimes just seeing things and hearting it just so it'll go away. I'm like the worst at it. I don't mean to, like, I'm hearing you. I'm seeing your text. But sometimes, like, somebody will send, like, Paulie will send me, hey, for tomorrow. And I'll see it and go, all right, I'll get back to it. And I just heard it. Like a video. There was a video Paulie sent the other day. You guys were talking about it. I was like, yeah, totally. And I never watched it because I just hearted it and moved on.
I would assume that the designers at Apple had intended, like, thumbs up to mean, yes, I agree. And I acknowledge what you're saying. And hard
it's
is
passive aggressive.
And hard is I love it. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. But what it's really become is heart is
I'm not looking.
All right, fine, whatever.
I'm moving on.
And thumbs up is actively
go F
like
yourself. Go. Thumbs up is go F yourself is what it really means.
Because it's just like texting. If you said, yeah, that sounds great, all good. If you said
sounds great.
If you just said okay, I'd
okay,
be like, oh, wow, I'm sorry.
And a thumbs down is truly, like, if you're thumbs downing someone's text,
oh,
like,
it's
genuinely,
rare.
It's very rare and very serious to do that.
Carl says, well, you got to start hearting the San Diego concierge requests. I do. Believe
me. He's going to be thumbs upping them soon and might be thumbs downing them at some point.
Somebody says my camera's off center. Sorry about that. We are off the rails. On off the air, on the air with Ben and Woods. But yeah, Adam, when he said Ben yesterday, I went, oh, somebody's a little pissy. Are you a little pissy? right now? He was.
He was a little fatherly, a little spousely as well.
Ben.
Man,
and then
Benjamin.
How does Ben repay him? By coming in and working 2 hours. Did you do it just so you didn't get banged for a vacation day? Because if you did, that's very smart.
I didn't think about that.
But you don't have to submit today because you're here.
Exactly. I am here.
They're not going to bang you for a half day.
True.
True. Good for you.
No, and also, you know, as I said.
You like it.
I like you guys.
Ben's finally taking advantage of every time there's a holiday, like a lot of businesses,
you
get the email from the big boss. It says, hey, this Friday, we're shutting this mother down
there
at
it is.
Noon.
Here's my half day.
That's your half day.
Now, if you're not able to leave at noon, work it out with your boss and take a half day another time.
You know how many half days I'm taking in Hawaii?
We've got about a month worth of half days from all the vacation days that we've never taken.
Every day in Hawaii is going to be a half day for your old pal Woodsy. I gotta use them or I'll lose them, right?
This is from 4th of July 2022.
Here's 4th of July 2023. It's Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Labor Day weekend.
Let's get after this Padres game.
Yeah, and I'm leaving you for two very important interviews.
Massive.
We will tell you about all of those coming up. Let's just get right to it here, Paulie. We're going to check traffic with Kelly Danik. We'll come back, tell you about those interviews that are coming up, and then we'll get right into our Padres wrap-up. They did get the series split last night, if you were watching. Another tense game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That team is troublesome against the San Diego Padres. No doubt about that. Talk about the four horsemen of the bullpen and more, all coming up on a Friday morning, 7-Eleven day. Get your Slurpee on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
So you say you'll be okay without me. The last hour of the show in particular, because we have two big guests coming up on the program today. Let me set it out a little bit right before we get to our highlights of last night's Padres win. Darren Smith's going to be with us for his usual Friday segment at 7:35. We'll talk SDFC. They got a big game at Chicago tomorrow and some Padres baseball. Coming up at 9 o'clock, our second Major League skipper of the week. This time it'll be Mike Schilt who joins us on our EcoWater SoCal Manager's Report. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. I know you'll be fine. Talk to Schilt all the time.
Yep.
No problem there. The second interview is the one that I think we were both a little nervous about. I'm sorry that I can't be there with you, but I think this is actually going to work out for the best. We will be talking to WWE legend Rey Mysterio.
Hall of Famer.
9:35.
Yeah.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, have gone on record. I've never been a wrestling guy. I don't even really totally understand the appeal of the whole thing. So it's possible that me not being there for the interview could make things more comfortable for you just to have a nice little, you know, tete-a-tete with Rey Mysterio.
I do feel like you would say something offensive.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was really, really nervous about.
Actually a little doubt in my mind.
There's actually little doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is about the Survivor Series, of course, coming to Petco Park in November.
Yes. Mm-hmm. November 29th.
You know, and they're starting to get the word out and tickets. And this, of course, is going to be a massive event in San Diego. Whether it's a massive event for me, I will acknowledge. A massive event in San Diego with diehard fans who are incredibly excited about this opportunity and the first ever Survivor Series coming to like a big stadium venue like Petco Park.
And, you know, we made a commitment earlier in the season or early in the year to be a little bit more open-minded as a show. We got SDFC here, and we thought, man, that's cool. That's Major League Soccer. Let's be into it, right? Let's not be haters and, you know, just talk baseball. Like, let's try to our best to embrace SDFC, and I think we have. Now, again, we put good guests on to talk SDFC because they're better at it than we are, correct? Like, right. That's why you do that. And I have no problem doing that. I will never be the sports radio host that says, I know I'm going to speak confidently on the NBA or the NFL. Baseball, I feel pretty confident. But like with this one, Benny, I at least have some former love, major love of wrestling. I grew up a huge wrestling fan. Huge. So this is pretty cool. And man, I don't know if there's a San Diegan that reps San Diego harder than Rey Mysterio. I really don't. I mean, the guy is as San Diego as it gets. Chula Vista, born and raised.
Has it always been
stud.
The same Rey Mysterio, or are there multiple Rey Mysterios?
No, it's the same. He's got a son that Dominic. Wrestles too, Dominic. Right. Okay. And they actually had a little, like Dominic went heel. I learned all this. I did my research. He did a little heel turn. And
talked to a couple of buddies last night. I said, hey, we got Rey Mysterio on the show tomorrow.
People lost. Me too. My friends lost their minds. And it's wild. We've never.
When we got offered the opportunity and we were like, hey, do you guys want to do this? And I sent it to you guys. I said, look, like, I know it's different. And yeah. Maybe that makes it uncomfortable a little bit. But, you know, just to use the worst trope in sports radio history, like, if there's a Mount Rushmore of San Diego celebrities, I don't know how you don't put Rey Mysterio on there. He's one of the biggest figures to ever come out of San Diego. He's got 5 million Instagram followers. Like, he is a big deal, and the guy just bleeds.
He bleeds
San Diego. His theme song was the P.O. I think it's P.O.D. 619.
Yeah, it's great.
See, now I don't even know the.
I knew 619 was a San Diego area code as a kid in Washington because of Rey Mysterio.
The etiquette of interviewing a WWE superstar. Are you interviewing them as their character, or are you talking to them as themselves?
I think you're talking to them as himself. I don't think he's going to be doing bits and stuff.
I think
stuff.
His name's like Oscar Rubio. Yeah. Don't call him Oscar.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But he grew up here. He went to Montgomery High School here in San Diego.
Yeah, his finishing move is the 619, which is just the best. So I'm very excited to talk to him. Watched a little bit of an interview he did last night from a couple of years back. And yeah.
It's our age. I thought he's 50. Older than us. He's 50, yeah.
God loves it. So I'm excited, man. And again, we've committed to going.
Genuinely excited.
We're going to go that night. We're going to take this guy along with us. We're going to go out. We're going to have a few pops with the tier ones out there, and we're going to go watch some live wrestling. And I hope you come away with it with at least an appreciation for what they do, because I know
I've never not
both a. What was it that really stuck in your craw?
The choreography, athleticism.
What stuck in your craw?
It was like the stats.
People who
he gets mad when
statistics
they're like,
and
when he said like, oh, you're a 5-time champion.
Yeah, historical records and stuff.
Yeah, that bothers you.
A little bit.
Because you think it's predetermined. Probably is. That's a tough room to walk into. Do you walk into a room and they're like, all right, guys, grab a seat. Ben, you're going against Woods tonight. And Ben, I got bad news. Woods is going to beat you for the championship. You're like,
I worked so hard.
I trained so hard
for this moment.
You're like, okay.
And then I walk in and you just got to, all right, fine, I'll lose.
I'll take
How am
L.
I going to lose?
Yeah. What am I doing?
What am I doing? I'll make it look good.
The neck. Everybody works the neck.
I did like that movie. You told me to watch The Wrestler. It was good.
Brilliant. So, listen, I'm probably not going to do much better than Ben on this interview. I'm just excited to talk to him. And find out how cool it is going to be for him to be out there at Petco Park. That event is going to be bananas. Oh, speaking of bananas.
Saul says he won't be in character. He's very laid back.
Yeah, he's cool. He was. I loved this interview I saw with him. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. So I did more research for Rey Mysterio than I did for Mike Schell.
And he's only got a few minutes. You know, this is not a 20-30 minute interview. This is just kind of get to know him talk about the event.
I don't know if he's like throwing out the first pitch or whatever. I think he'll be at Petco tonight.
Nice.
They're doing like a bunch of media day type interviews and stuff, like morning till night.
He's jamming all day.
He's
so we only got him for a
stuff.
Short time.
Because it's not like, as far as I know, and I could be mistaken, as far as I know, like, this isn't really a Padres production. It's not a Petco Park production. Like, the WWE, when they come to town, they kind of take over.
Yeah, they like rented it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like they run
this is
the
our
show.
Scene. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm excited, man.
All right, one other quick show announcement. This will please old school Ben and Woods fans. Since I'm leaving at 8, we're moving up Take on Woods to its old time slot of 7:10 this morning.
There's at least one guy I know that's very happy.
Which means we'll talk Padres baseball from now until 7:10. And then we'll play a little Take on Woods coming up in our next hour. But right now, let's get to it. Padres wrap up of a 4-3 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
3-2, and Tatis swings, sends it in the air to deep center field. Thomas racing straight back. He is at the wall. This one, gonna go! Dead central for Fernando, his 16th of the year, and now a 2-1 game here in the third. First pitch coming, Manny hacks it in the air to deep left field. Gurriel gonna watch this one, gonna go! Manny Machado, a go-ahead homer. 16th of the season, and the Padres lead for the first time tonight. It's 3-2. Pitch on the way, and Bogart hits it hard to the ground. Fair up the third baseline. That'll roll all the way into the corner. Sheets is on his horse. He's at third. He's going to be waved. Here comes the relay to the plate. Not in time. RBI double Xander Bogart, and the Padre lead is now 4-2. Runner from second takes off and delayed from first. The throw goes to second and in time. So Grichuk got a late read on the double steal, and the Padres take full advantage. McCarthy at third now with two outs. Perdomo hits it on the ground at first over the bag. Diving attempt to rise, couldn't get there. It's into right field. That'll get a run home as Carroll trots in. And up to second base with his second double of the night, Geraldo Perdomo. This is a one-run game in the top of the seventh. First pitch to him. And Naylor swings, grounds it to the right side. Cronenworth has it at first base. He'll bring it himself, and the ball game is over. Suarez, for the second time this week, a 1-2-3 ninth inning against the Diamondbacks, picks up his major league leading 27th save of the season, and the Padres are in a four-game split with Arizona as they win this one by a final of 4-3.
Mike, how good and how important has Adrian Morejon been for you this year?
Pitched like an all-star tonight, I'll tell you that much. It's been fantastic. You know, I mean, listen, back in the bullpen's been a lot of our success, our calling card. Adrian's been tremendous, been fantastic, and the ability to use him and him to be efficient as he has allows us to use him more, and that's clearly important.
Yeah, give me a home run from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, and I will take my chances.
Yeah, every time.
Most nights.
Every time. You see, those two guys homer in the same game, their record is like 17-5 or something.
It's like 20-4.
Yeah.
It only happened twice this year,
yep.
But it did. And they got to the magic number, four. which almost always means a victory for your San Diego Padres in 2025 as they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-3. Now, they left so many runs on the table again.
Yes, yes, they did.
They left so they could have scored 12. The Padres went 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position and left 13 runners on base. They had runners at third with less than two outs. They didn't get home.
Yeah.
This could have been one of the most agonizing losses of the season. Fortunately, the D-backs went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position and left 10 runners on base. It wasn't exactly the crispest game when it came to bringing guys home once you got them on the pond. But those canceled out. The Padres get the win. They get the series split. And they're now 4-3 on their final homestand leading into the All-Star break with the Phillies coming to town today, tomorrow, and Sunday to wrap up the first half of the season. Randy Vasquez got the start last night. Ran into trouble in the third inning.
Oh, man, I was scared.
Going from the Dylan Cease playbook here. Looked really good in the first two innings and then kind of fell apart in the second. Gave up two sac flies and then loaded the bases. The Diamondbacks, huge mental mistake. Huge mental mistake by Ketel Marte in the third inning. On the double to the wall with two outs. I mean, he should have scored easily. And I think he may have forgot that there was two outs and didn't even, like, waited to get a read to see if it was going to get caught. Didn't matter. He should have been flying around the bases.
I couldn't believe it either, man.
And it turned out to cost him at least one, if not more, runs in that situation. Kept the Padres down only 2-0. They get three or four in that inning. You wonder if the Padres can come back from that. But
no doubt.
They come right back with Fernando Tatis Jr.'s home run. So good to see it. He really looked like he was swinging well last night. I'm almost sad the All-Star break is coming up because he is starting to heat up a little bit. His 16th of the season. They would tie it up in the bottom of the fourth on a Cronenworth RBI ground out. And then Manny Machado, of course, gave them the lead with his 16th home run of the season. Just a Manny bomb in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then they added on with the Bogarts RBI double later in that inning to get that fourth run, which turned out to be enough thanks to the great bullpen work.
Got a little lucky, I would say, last night with the Cronenworth ground out, especially. Naylor, you know, he's not the greatest defensive first baseman, kind of smothers that ball, ticks away, ends up getting the out, but the run scored. You know, I think a better first baseman, Benny, picks that ball, slaps the bag, throws to second, maybe gets a double play there. Wasn't able to do it. So, again, man, they fought hard. They got that win. They earned, Jesse said it, they earned that split last night. And, yeah, man, I think you look at this team, and certainly we all know we've beaten the dead horse over and over about the offense, the lack of production. But when you can get some home runs, I mean, I know they're solo shots right now. When you get some of those guys and I texted somebody last night. I said, we got to be the worst team with runners in scoring position. We're not. Not runners in scoring position. Bases loaded. We're not. We're better than, I think, six other teams. So we're near the bottom. Better than the Phillies with the bases loaded, which surprised me. But yeah, man, when it getting the sacks jacked and not being able to capitalize is pretty tough right now. And it does put a ton of pressure on your bullpen. Those guys had to come in and get it done again.
I think the reason for that, I mean, there's obviously multiple reasons that go into it, but it's not because the Padres players aren't clutch. It's because the guys who get on and load the bases are the middle of the lineup. So then what happens? Who's up?
The bottom.
When then the bases are loaded. All the good players have already hit, and you're left with your 8 and 9 hitters who are, you know, the worst in baseball, that are producing nothing for you. Whoever you're putting in there, whether it's the catcher, whether it's Trenton Brooks, whether it's Bryce Johnson, you've just got so little production, and so many times those guys end up with guys on base. And by the way, that's a strategy other teams are using. Why give anything good to hit? Walk a couple of those guys in the middle.
Yeah.
They're not going to do damage at the bottom of the order.
Such a good point.
It's why A.J. Preller must upgrade the lineup before the trade deadline. He's almost been fortunate not to suffer even more consequences from the lack of production that he's gotten at the bottom of his order. The fact the Padres are still 7 games above .500 despite having just zero contributions from the 8 and 9 slots almost all season. Kind of lucky for him.
Yeah, and Captain in the chat says, no, the top had their chances too.
They
don't polish. They did, and they have, and there's no question. The team needs to be better with runners in scoring position. But yeah, I was impressed by the dub. I'm always impressed by our bullpen. Adrian Morejon, I mean, has been phenomenal. And you thought he was going to break a little bit there, and he didn't. He was fantastic.
So Adrian Morejon impressed me again. And he had to get out of two situations. He had to get out of Randy Vasquez's jam in the fifth. And then
his own,
which was a bloop single and a walk, but still had to get out of it. And there was a moment when Ruben Niebla went to the mound and was talking to him. And in the past, in his first few years in the big leagues, you looked at Adrian Morejon, and he had that little deer in headlights, looked kind of nervous and twitchy out there.
Almost a little distant, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, he's paying attention, but he's not really looking you in the eye.
He looked both confident, calm, and locked in when he was just deep breath, like, I got this. And it was so cool to see the growth of a guy who, we wondered. Yeah, he's got a great arm, but does he have the 10-cent head? Is he ever going to figure it out? And to watch his growth to where he is now, one of my favorite things about watching baseball is see a player figure it out and get it the way that Adrian Morejon has this season.
We always had, we've had Eno Saris on this show for a few years now, one of our favorite guests on Thursdays, and Eno has been saying for years, no, Morejon. And we would hang up the phone and be like, freaking Eno and this Adrian Morejon love, like, And it was always in him. It was always in him. The stuff was always there. And credit and kudos to the Padres for being patient with him and finding the role for him. He's fantastic, man. We're dead and buried without him. So many of these guys in the back end of the bullpen. But Adrian Morejon really is a standout for this team this year and gotten us out of some huge, huge jams.
Jason Adam, of course, gave up a run, but, held on to the lead when he came in. And don't forget, Arizona's lineup is good hitters in that lineup. Estrada looked great again. He had that little blip a few weeks ago, but he's been locked in the last couple of times out. And then Robert Suarez, the 1-2-3 ninth inning for his 27th save of the season. And they officially have a nickname. A.J. Cassaville said, we're rolling with it now. Mike Schilt used the phrase, the four horsemen.
Four horsemen. Oh,
and,
yes.
And now they're sticking with it.
I like it.
You're going to probably be seeing that a lot going forward.
Remember
the four horsemen of the Padres bullpen.
Remember when it used to be ass? I like this one better, the four horsemen.
Adam.
Scott Suarez
last year, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Now it's the four horsemen.
Yeah, I like that.
Does that shortchange anybody else in the bullpen? I don't really care.
I don't care.
I mean,
I like these four.
Mike Schilt uses them.
Six, seven, eight, nine.
They're clearly the guys.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a guy. They are the guys in the Padres bullpen. Just the problem is you can't use them every single day. And now you're going to have to figure out a way to win some games without those guys every once in a while. Because when you use them, the formula has been fantastic. You get a lead, one or two runs, you bring those guys in, 95% of the time, they've gotten the job done.
Great work by Jackson Merrill to be extremely patient at the plate. Did not look like he was particularly pleased with any of those walks. He wants to hit his way out of it, but integral to the success of the team is Jackson Merrill, better quality of at-bats, and he gave you that last night.
That was step one. You can't walk your way out of a slump.
Got to crawl before you walk.
You can force pitchers to give you better pitches to hit.
100%. If I'm not going to chase.
Which then helps you get out of a slump later.
Oh, I loved it. He hated it. We loved it.
Also got some good news yesterday from one Michael King, next on The Fan.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!